You all probably can't hear me out there, but I'm going to talk to the mic anyway. You know, it's a great day to be here and to welcome the STS-134 crew back home. I personally want to salute them and everybody who's been involved in this program. It's been a 30-year journey that has been absolutely incredible. And I want to say that all of us stand on the shoulders of some pretty giants, none any better than this. They have come to be known as the Final Four. And they did an absolutely incredible job. If you had an opportunity to watch any time during the mission, they were like racehorses the whole time. So they made us very proud. You know, we've been exploring since early in our country's history. And what Fergie and his crew did this time was kind of close out this era of our exploration. But I want everybody who was involved in this to feel incredibly proud of what you did and what your role was. Like me, they got an opportunity to do the flying, but we owe an incredible debt of gratitude to the thousands, literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of folk around the country who made all this possible. I had a chance to talk to some of you this morning, and you know, we were lining up the convoy. I thank you again for everything that you've done. The things that we've done have set us up for exploration of the future, but I don't want to talk about that right now. I just want to salute this crew. Welcome them home. Let them know how proud we are of them. And Fergie, I ask you to come on up and talk for your crew there. So thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie. We really appreciate those remarks. I'll tell you what. You know, flying in space is a real dream. But flying in space, it has a lot more to do with who you do it with than what you do. And these three folks, Rex and Sandy and Doug, I'll tell you, if a commander couldn't ask for three better people to go and perform an aggressive and, to a certain extent, you know, historic mission. I mean, there's no doubt that there was a lot of attention paid to this mission because it does bring to a final close 30 years of space shuttle history. I'm going to speak on behalf of them and just say that we're all. The three of us, or four of us, were honored to be a part of this. But ultimately, it's everyone who's worked on the shuttle program. Although we got to take the ride, we sure hope that everybody who has ever worked or touched or looked at or envied or admired a space shuttle was able to take just a little part of the journey with us. We're going to put Atlantis in a museum now, along with the other three orbiters, for generations that will come after us to admire and appreciate. And hopefully, I want that picture of a young 6-year-old boy looking up at a space shuttle in a museum and say, you know, Daddy, I want to do something like that when I grow up. Or I want our country to do fantastic things like this for the continued future. And if we set those steps right now and they continue with that next generation of space explorers, then I consider our job here complete. So again, on behalf of the crew, thank you so much for the time and the attention. And for the folks at KSC, thank you for this fantastic vehicle. It performed absolutely wonderfully, not a glitch. And it's just as pristine as it was, I hope, on the day that we took it, barring maybe a door to the WCS, which opened up a little bit on entry. But everything is wonderful. The vehicle is great, and thank you very much.